Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Thursday. Hope to be joined. There he is, calling in now. We'll have Warren Moon join us here in just a second on the program as the NFL Alumni Association is partnered up with the CDC to launch Gear Up Against Cancer, their campaign. And obviously that's near and dear to me, as you've heard me talk about many times, losing my dad to cancer a few years ago, and I've had other family members affected by it as well. We say hello to the Hall of Famer, Warren Moon, who's on the line with us now. Warren, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this today. I know that a lot of the initiatives that you all have done with the Alumni Association, and Derek Mason is a member of our team here, and I know he's been a part of that as well, but I know it has to be near and dear to you, especially now with the launch, teaming up with the CDC, Gear Up Against Cancer.
Yeah, it's something that's very near and dear to me, as it is with a lot of different people. I don't think you can find too many people in this country that aren't affected by it somehow, some way, whether it's themselves or a family member or a friend or somebody that's close to them. So, you know, I just lost my godmom, who, you know, lives right down the road in Memphis. We lived right down the road in Memphis, Tennessee, and just lost her to cancer about 2 months ago. And I've got a couple of buddies of mine right now, with one with brain cancer and one with prostate cancer. So cancer is everywhere, and it's something that we have to try and get rid of somehow, some way, and that's why we're just trying to help promote these cancer awareness programs to make sure people are going out and getting screened, to make sure they catch these terrible cancers before they get started, because there's so many different ways to treat them now, but the earlier you detect them, the better chance you have of surviving.
You know, so many players, when they're playing, have initiatives and have things that they worked with, and you know, the league has done such a great job with, you know, different organizations and foundations that they have with the teams. But you know, for you as someone that's been retired for quite some time now, how important is it to stay involved in initiatives like this?
It's really involved. As you get older, you start to see that your health is not going to be the same as it was when you were, you know, a spry young man like I was when I played in the National Football League. So you have to stay on top of it, because things can change at any time. So I make sure I get all my health screenings every year. I think being a part of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and also with the NFL alumni, there's so many different programs where you can go and get tested and screened and get physicals every year. So if you're not doing it, you're just not taking care of business on your own, because it's available to you. So what we're trying to do is make sure people out there understand that there are ways for them to get those same type of screenings, those same type of treatments, even if they don't have maybe the means to do it. There's a lot of different you know, screening setups and different things where people don't have to pay. They can just go and get themselves checked. So that's what the CDC is trying to do in Tennessee and to make sure people are aware of that.
We're talking to Hall of Famer Warren Moon here on the Chasing Big Joe show. And Warren, I'm curious, as we talk a little football now, you know, you're the perfect guy to ask this. We're sitting here in Nashville, and we've been watching Will Levis for the past, you know, couple of seasons develop into the Titans starting quarterback. And obviously he's had his struggles. And, you know, one thing that we have discussed is, for so long, quarterbacks were allowed, you know, especially, you know, early round draft picks, they were allowed time to sit and learn. And we've seen examples of guys that have done that. You entered the NFL at 28, you know, when you played in Canada, you had that time. So for you, did it feel like you were a lot more prepared than maybe some of these guys that are coming out of college, different systems, moving into the NFL? And why do you think things have changed so much where guys don't have time to just sit and learn?
Well, I think the quarterbacks that are coming out of college now are much more prepared than when I came out of college, just because of what they're being asked to do in the NFL. I think the NFL has finally got on board with, hey, let's take what these guys have had success with in college and incorporate that into our offenses here with the NFL team that they're coming into, as opposed to trying to make them try and learn a square hole with a round peg. So I think they're doing a much better job of incorporating what that kid has had success with. Even if they have a different system, they try and change their system to what that quarterback and tailor that system to what that quarterback can do. So I think the NFL is doing a much better job of that. I think the position is being coached a lot better in college and also in high school. So these kids come in a little bit more prepared as far as how many reps they've had, the way they know the passing game a lot better than they did maybe back when I played. So that part of it is good. But still, it's a learning curve. It takes a lot for a young kid to come into an NFL program, especially if he's not surrounded by really good talent. And you just don't know how long it's going to take because of his environment that he's coming into. So what you want to try and do is create the best environment you possibly can for a young quarterback coming in, and then hopefully that'll make the transition a lot easier for him.
We're talking to the great Warren Moon on the Chasing Big Joe Show. So, Warren, I got to ask, I mean, being a quarterback with the run and shoot, was that heaven for you with the Oilers? Because I'm telling you, I watched every game. I loved those games. I loved you. I loved that team. How much fun was it doing the run and shoot?
You know, it was fun, but it was also it was tough. It was a tough offense because we didn't rely a whole lot on the running game, and the passing game had to be on in order for our running game to be effective. So there was a lot of pressure put on me to be good every week, and teams wanted to stop me pretty much. If they knew if they could get pressure on the quarterback, they were going to have a really good chance to win. Or if they could really try and, intimidate our receivers, they'd have a good chance to win. So being physical with that offense is what most teams tried to do against us, and we had to somehow find a way to either be as physical as they were or try and elude that physicality with speed and quickness, and we were able to do that most of the time.
So you had four egos: Haywood Jeffries, Ernest Givens, Drew Hill, Webster Slaughter, and only one football. How much fun was that when you had to throw me the ball, man, throw me the ball, and you're like, well, Haywood was wide open over there. That had to be kind of a give and take all the time, I guess.
Yeah, I think all those guys understood that the offense that we had, they were all going to get their amounts of passes as long as they were running hard routes. And that's something I always expected of all of them. I said, if you're not going to run your routes hard, whether you're getting the ball or not, don't expect to see the ball come your way. So I think they all understood that, and they all really played hard. And I was a pretty good distributor as far as if you look at their receptions over the years, they were all pretty even. I think Haywood might have been a little bit ahead of some of the other guys as far as the number of receptions, but most of the guys, like one year we had three of them go to the Pro Bowl because, you know, I'm distributing the ball to all of them pretty equally. So they were all very talented. I was very fortunate to play with those guys, and we had a lot of success together.
I'm looking at the 89 and 93 seasons you had, Warren, were just unbelievable. Let me ask you this. You were doing this when fantasy football started taking over. And we always drafted you first because we knew you were going to throw the ball so much. Have you heard throughout the years about how much you're beloved because a little bit of fantasy football? Does that even make sense at all?
Oh, I hear it all the time.
Yes.
And wherever I go, whether it's in airports or you name it, or when I do a lot of memorabilia signings, people come up to me all the time and thank me for the fantasy points that I was able to get for them. And you got to remember back when we were doing fantasy, the league wasn't even behind fantasy at that time. They didn't even want us talking about it because they looked at it as a form of gambling. But
yes,
Now that the league has found a way to make money on it, fantasy is going nonstop. But there's people that played me on Tecmo Bowl. I guess I was really good on that, and they got a lot of points with me on Tecmo Bowl. So, yeah, there's a lot of different ways people thank me for the production that I was able to accumulate when I played.
Hall of Famer Warren Moon is on with us here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. When you watch today's NFL and you watch, you know, Mahomes and some of these quarterbacks and the things that they're doing, do you ever sit back and go, dang, I wish I could play in this era?
Yeah, it would be fun to be playing now, especially just the way they're protected. That's the thing I love the most. I mean, some of the hits that I took or some of the other quarterbacks that played during the time that I took, you know, driving guys to the turf, falling on top of them, the things that they're not allowed to do anymore. Who knows how long some guys would be able to play if they weren't able. I mean, we didn't have to take some of that physicality. So I love the way they're protecting the quarterback. I love the way the game has opened up. And I think what we did with the run and shoot and some of the offenses that we had there late in my career really played into what you're seeing right now with these open offenses where you're seeing four and five wide receivers, you're seeing the ball thrown all over the place. The quarterback and the receiver tend to be the impetus of most offenses right now, even though the running back is still an important part of the offense.
You know, Warren, I always love the opportunities to be able to talk to people like you. Floyd Reese was a part of our team for over five years. He hosted our afternoon show before he got sick and ultimately passed away. I know you knew Floyd well, worked with him for a long time in Houston. What can you remember about our late great GM, Floyd Reese?
Well, he just had a great sense of humor. He always had a smile on his face. He also was a guy that traded me away from Houston, and I remember having that talk with him the day he told me that he was going to trade me, and I told him I understood the reason why, because I think at the time I was 37 years old, and he had a young quarterback in Cody Carlson kind of waiting in the wings, and the salary cap was involved at that time. So I understood why he was doing it, but I just told him, I said, Floyd, I'm going to play a lot longer, and I'm going to be much more successful than the guy you replaced with me, and we'll just leave it at that. And then the next time I saw him was when we played the Oilers the next year when I was in Minnesota, and we beat him. And I walked over across the field, and he had that big grin on his face, and he's like, hey, boy, exactly what you told me happened. And I made a mistake. I'm like, well, that's all I wanted to hear you say.
Oh, that's awesome. I did not.
He's admitted that to us before, by the way.
Beg your pardon?
He's admitted that, you know, he had admitted that before of, you know, I asked, like, what's something you regret in your career? And he goes, trading Warren.
Yeah. I hated I had to leave, too. But, you know, again, that's part of the business. And the young guys usually win. And I just had to, you know, continue to show that I could still play the game at a high level. And I was able to do that for another, what, 6-7 years after I left there.
Oh, yeah. The 93 season, your last season in Houston, I mean, all the drama. You had the baby gate. You had the fight Monday Night Football. You rallied back.
That turned into a 30 for 30.
It did, right? That's crazy.
Unbelievable season. I don't know how we got through all of that. And then when I looked back at that feature on it, I'm like, wow, I can't realize. I didn't realize we dealt with all those different dramas throughout the season and still were able to win 12 games.
Yeah, I'll never forget, Warren, and I'm not bringing up your last game in Houston, but you played Montana in the playoffs. You had the lead at halftime. I'm like, this is the year the Oilers are going to the Super Bowl, and then, you know, Joe Montana does what Joe Montana does, and that was the end. But that 93 season was something that a lot of us will never forget.
Yeah, I think our team, by the end of the season, we were just mentally drained, you know, with everything that we had dealt with throughout the season. And sometimes you go into those bye weeks, and we had a bye week before that game, and sometimes you don't come out of those bye weeks as sharp as you were when you ended the season. So I think those two things played into it. But, yeah, that was a great team. I thought we did have a chance to go to a Super Bowl that year, but we didn't get it done, and we have nobody to blame but ourselves.
Warren Moon is with us, and, you know, we have you on to talk about the NFL Alumni Association and the CDC teaming up for Gear Up Against Cancer. How can people learn more, and how can they help, Warren?
Well, I mean, you go to the website. I think that's probably the best place to go. And do you guys have all that information?
Yeah.
It's Gear Up Against Cancer campaign, and it's NFLA, which is NFL Alumni, gearup.org/cancer. So if you can give that out to everyone as much as you possibly can, they can go on the website, they can get all the information they need, and they'll find out different places they can go to get screened and all of that.
Yeah, we will definitely pass that along. Before we let you go, you know, one thing that I have really enjoyed seeing the last few years is, and I know Houston doesn't like it necessarily, but Amy Adams Strunk has made it a point to connect both iterations of this franchise, both the Houston Oilers and now the Tennessee Titans. You know, for you that only played in Houston with this franchise, how special has that been for her to want to involve and, you know, even wear the uniform and involve you all in moving forward with this franchise?
Yeah, I just love what Amy's been able to do over the, you know, the past probably 10 years where she's brought back the, you know, the old Oilers. And you got to remember, I played on other teams, so I had an alumni base that I could go to other places. Some of those guys only played for the Houston Oilers, and they had nowhere, you know, that they could call home. They had no alumni base. They had no newsletter. They had nothing about the information about their former team, anything like that. And then they didn't have an alumni weekend where everybody else did. So what Amy did was bring all those guys back into the fold, make it one big happy family, and I tell you what, the guys are so appreciative when we come back for those reunion weekends. and she does it first class. She lets you bring yourself and a significant other or wife. She puts you up in a really nice hotel, puts on nice events throughout the whole weekend. It's just a first class event the way she does it. So we really love Amy for what she's been able to do for the guys who played for the Oilers, and they really, really do appreciate it. And we also get a chance to meet, you know, a lot of the Tennessee Titan players that we didn't get a chance to know over the years.
Warren, before we let you go, I got to ask this one more time. There's a guy who's in Nashville. He played 9 years for the Seahawks. I asked him one time who the toughest quarterback he ever played was, and he said it was you. And he said they thought going into the game, taking on you, you're a big guy, you know, you didn't look mobile, and they could get you in the pocket. He said by the time he got around to the tackle to get to you, the ball was gone. He said they could never get to you because of your quick release, and it frustrated. Do you hear that from other players who you played against who they just couldn't get to you, thought, oh, he's back in the pocket, going to stand tall, and next thing you know, he said, the ball's gone, and there's 20 yards down the field.
Yeah, as I got older, I knew I had to, getting the football out of my hand a lot faster because I didn't have the mobility I had when I was playing in Canada or my first couple of years in the National Football League. But that was something I had to make sure that I did a great job of, and it helped our offensive line. They didn't have to protect as long. And it protected my body as well. So there was a lot of times the guys tried to hit me, and I'd give them that little wink and say, "Up, a little bit too late, you know, maybe next time, big fella," or whatever it might have been. But, yeah, that was something I tried to pride myself on, was recognizing what the defense was giving me, getting the ball to the right receiver as quickly as I possibly could.
Well, Warren, we really appreciate the time this morning. It's great to catch up with you. And nflagearup.org/cancer, that's the website where you can learn more. Thanks so much for doing this and getting the word out on this, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys, and I really appreciate you taking on this subject. It's an important subject to a lot of different people, and I urge everyone out there to get out there and get themselves screened to make sure they're healthy.
Amen to that. Thank you, Warren.
All right, take care, guys.
You too. Warren Moon, the Hall of Famer, joining us here on the program. We'll come back with more. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.